Good. The proposed ICANN summit on developing countries. For the scribes, my name is Katim Toure from the Gambia and a member of the ICANN board. I don't think it's going to be necessary in the interest of saving time for us to go around to do introductions, but it will help if you are going to have an intervention, make an intervention, to at least start by saying who you are for the benefit of the scribes and what affiliation that it is that you have. I did send out an email to the group that I've been, you know, working with on this issue that it'd be good for us to have a note taker, and so we will start business with see if we can have anybody volunteer to take notes, not like sort of like a transcript of the meeting, but just to make note of the key points that we have decided upon. Is there anybody who can volunteer to do that for us? A note taker? Would anybody volunteer to take notes? Or else I have to conscript somebody. There is nobody who is willing to volunteer to take notes for the meeting. Hawa, you will do it. Merci beaucoup. Okay. So Hawa Jakite from Mali has volunteered to take the notes. And thank you very much, Hawa, for that. I had also written to invite the SOs and the ACs, as well as some representatives from the NONCOM. And I'd like to take this opportunity to ask if you could kindly identify yourself if you are here as a representative from your organization. Could I have a show of hands, please? Okay. And tell us just what organization, what AC or SO you are representing, beginning with Tracy. GAC. Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Sir?
Sogon from CCNSO.
CCNSO, great. And then Alice, you're from the GAC, right?
Yes, Alice, Vice Chair GAC.
GAC, okay, wonderful. Who else? Okay, Alan. Okay, Dave.
Devan Antilaksing, ALAC.
ALAC, good. Okay.
Alan Greenberg from representing the ALAC.
Okay.
Rolando Toledo from CCNSO.
Okay. Who else? Okay, super. Well, thank you very much. It seems like we've had the partial introduction we were trying to avoid. And again, welcome to all of you. Now, let's get to the business of the program. The agenda basically is that we first talk about the purpose of the proposed ICANN summit on ICANN summit on developing countries, the format of the summit. Then we talk about the selection of the resource persons, the work plan for the proposed summit, and the selection of a summit organizing committee, and then closing remarks, and we close. The idea was that we do this in 90 minutes. So we're running a little bit late, and so we have to kind of run a little bit more crisply here. With regards to purpose, let me just say very briefly that this idea, you know, started back about April, when the idea was that let's see what we can do for to bring the ICANN community together for us to deliberate on what ICANN can and should do to have a better engagement with the developing countries. We already know that presently ICANN is engaged in various activities, for instance, in having its fellowship programs, working with regional internet registries to do capacity building programs, in various other interventions. But we really haven't yet had a sit down to articulate and discuss what it is what we can do from a very strategic perspective. So this proposed summit or meeting is really aimed at achieving that. And one of the things, one of the baselines, if you want to call it that, of the efforts or the idea of organizing this meeting is that we want to make this as affordable as possible, because one of the problems people had been saying was that, oh, it's going to cost too much money, we're not going to have it. And then the idea was that, look, then let's go to the community, have people organize three discussion papers that are going to be the subject of discussions at the meeting itself. The first one would be a backgrounder on the developing countries. What exactly are developing countries? What is their place in the world? What is the context of the development challenges that they face? And then secondly, we'll have a paper on the relationship between ICANN and developing countries. And what are the challenges that developing countries face in participating in ICANN and its relations or in their relationships with ICANN? And what are the opportunities? And then finally, we'll have a discussion paper on the way forward. What should we do? What should we do by way of a way forward in future programming, future activities, future engagement, and strategies for engaging developing countries? So that, in a nutshell, is the synopsis of what the motivation and what the proposed format would be. And so what I would suggest is we have a very brief discussion on maybe what people think of the proposed meeting. But before that, let me also throw in the mix this suggestion that there have been a number of people that have pushed back on the idea of calling this meeting itself a summit, because people feel that if you say a summit, you might, give people the notions that we're going to invite heads of state or something like that. But my own personal feeling is that I chose summit because the summit is the highest level of a meeting we can have as a community. And so what I was thinking is that if we have a meeting in Dakar where we have, all we're asking from ICANN is a space in the a meeting room and facilities and a slot in the schedule such that when we have this meeting or summit, whatever you want to call it, there'll be nothing else that is going to be on the agenda but that meeting. So everybody basically is going to have no option but to attend this meeting, and then hopefully it's going to be an all hands on deck meeting, and I think in my mind at least would qualify to be called a summit. So first let's talk about very briefly what you have, and of course we'll leave this to the committee that will hopefully form at the end of this meeting to shepherd the implementation of this plan to have this meeting. But let's first hear what people think about this idea of maybe calling it a summit or whatever it is. And then from that, after that, we can talk briefly about the format. Okay? Any suggestions or ideas in terms of a name, the proposals for a name? Or yes, Marilyn.
Marilyn Cade, the chair of the business constituency. Can I just ask a clarifying question first? You said a meeting in Dakar and everyone would come. Did you mean to suggest that we would have possibly a meeting that would be back-to-back to the ICANN meeting? Because we do have an ICANN meeting we have to have as well. Mm-hmm. So I just needed a clarification on what what that meant. And then I have a different question.
Okay, thanks, Marilyn. Yes, it'll be a meeting that'll be actually held in Dakar in the week that ICANN is having its meeting. Okay, so it'll be something along the lines of what we presently have as a public forum, except it'll be on a different day, obviously. And also, still in the vein of clarification, let me also add that, as I've explained in emails that I've sent, this is not something that's yet been sanctioned by the board. It's been discussed informally in various committees, it's been discussed in the PPC. I've tried to update them, but it's not something that the board has taken decision on. What I expect also to come out of here is that whatever decisions have been taken, this committee that we hopefully will form will write formally to the board through the PPC and inform them of the decisions that we have arrived at. Okay?
Then I'll offer a clarifying comment from the business constituency's perspective. We're very interested in increasing and advancing the participation of all parties in ICANN, and in particular, from our perspective, small businesses from around the world, the developing world in particular. It will be challenging to overlay a meeting within the ICANN agenda, which will be very busy, and yet be able to attract the full breadth of interested people. If it were Saturday or Sunday before, that might, or even a Friday before, that might enable the participation of more people. The IGF itself, to use it as an example, in the Internet Governance Forum, there are pre-IGF meetings, and people come to those meetings and then stay for part or all of the IGF, but it doesn't compete with the agenda that brings people otherwise. So it's just an idea to think about.
Thanks, Marilyn. Yeah. Vanda, you have an intervention.
Yeah, my name is Vandis Cartesini. I'm from Brazil. I'm from ESAC in Lac Raro in Hong Kong. And remember that when we did the summit for ALAC, we did the summit in Mexico. We did it on the Saturdays and Sunday. And in the end of the 2 days, we were all ready to attend ICANN meeting. And following Marilyn's suggestion, maybe we need to think about to improve participation in the ICANN meeting and allow people to come a little early, but, still have time for attending and understand issues in ICANN. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Vanda. Any other suggestions along those lines, sir?
I mean, regarding name. Yeah, Sokol Agius is here. So, regarding the name, I don't think it's important. The important thing is the substance. What is going to do? With regard to the timing, I can understand that if it is within the time frame of ICANN meetings, then we'll have better participation. And as you said, if that slot is reserved for this summit and there is nothing else happening, then we can assume that people will come to that meeting. If it is outside the time frame, that then perhaps some people will not be able to attend that. So I'm more in favor of having that within the time frame of ICANN meeting and then making it a special slot where there is nothing else happening but just that summit.
Mohammed.
Well, Khatim, I suggest before we move on discussing issue that can you take 5 minutes or 7 minutes to explain to come again on the papers that you have already distributed, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of people around here did not know really what you get in mind regarding the initiatives. And based on that, it will be very easy for people to discuss the different issues, because if not, what's going to happen? We just have some words regarding the name. It doesn't mean anything. And I think that you need really to clarify the program you get in mind, the objective, and then after that, open up the floor for discussion regarding the issues.
Okay. Alice?
Thank you very much, Khatim. One of the questions, and it's not to you specifically, but I think it's to all of us, is within the context of the fact that there are so many other initiatives going on for developing countries and in support of developing countries from different perspectives, business community, the GAC and ALAC, and so a question we should ask ourselves is whether this is the right time. And what exactly we are doing with that? Whether a summit in Dakar is the right time to be doing that, and because then that will determine the objective, and also the size of the summit itself. Yeah, so it's a question that we need to ask ourselves, not necessarily for you to respond to right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alice. Andy.
Yes. Andrew Mack, member of the Jazz Group, amongst other things. I think really the important thing is what would we like to get out of this session? If there are a number of different sessions that are going on, a number of different initiatives, as Alice mentions, what's going to make this different? What we decide we want to get out of it, and as much as we can to make it really action-oriented, what we're going to get out of it will determine whether or not we keep it, what we suggest that it's during the ICANN meeting or before, how long it lasts, all of those kinds of things. I will suggest one thing, though. You mentioned the issue of cost before, and I know that that's a substantial issue for people who are from emerging markets trying to get into these things. If we make it beforehand, my concern is that a number of people won't have the ability to stay both for this and for the ICANN meeting. It's too much time out of the office. It's too much time. It's too much hotel time. It's expensive, and so again, it depends on what we're trying to get accomplished. If our goal is to reach the wider ICANN body, having it during ICANN may make some sense. But
okay, thanks, Andrew. Any other comments on the issue? Okay. Pierre?
Thank you, Chair. Pierre from Benin. I just wanted to stress what Mohammed just said, meaning that maybe in a a few key words that you tell exactly what are we expecting from this summit. And then that will clarify things for us in terms of the how many days and also the sort of importance that we'll be giving to this, you know, within ICANN meeting. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Pierre. I think, let me just say again that the background of paper that I prepared to get us, help us prepare for this meeting, what I did was I shared it with the various chairs of the different SOs and the ACs and also the chair of the non-com. The intent was that they will share it with their communities, you know, distribute it on their mailing lists so people have access to it. Be that as it may, it's possible that some people are here that didn't actually get access to that document. But I'll again attempt to briefly just put in very key terms the basic intent of this proposal. Like I said, already we know that ICANN is doing a lot of interventions and activities targeted toward developing countries. We have the fellowship program. We are talking about having support for developing country applicants or applicants from developing countries when we roll out the new GTLD program. ICANN is also involved in doing capacity building programs. And I'm saying that all of these, they are fine, but we need to have a way of tying all of them together in a strategic and coherent framework of developing partnership and cooperation with the developing countries so that we will be able to not only decide what it is that is important to do, but also do it effectively and well so that ICANN would be able to have better relationships with developing countries, not only in terms of atmospherics, but better in terms of program implementation, program formulation, and of course, even more importantly, better in terms of what developing countries feel they are getting by engaging themselves with ICANN. So that's why I always keep saying that let's not look at whatever we do from the perspective of we are going to, these are needy people, we need to support them from the stereotypic development assistance, you know, patronizing perspective. But let us look at it from the perspective of the fact that this is also something that is going to be good for ICANN. ICANN doesn't have billions of money or of dollars to throw around. So it's important that whatever it does, whatever money it spends in its relationship with developing countries is based on a very well thought out strategy that's implemented and executed effectively. So that really is the higher level motivation of it. With regards to this meeting, I said, well, let's have a meeting here to talk about the modalities. Number one, as I indicate in the program here, let's select the resource persons because work program here, we are going to need people to prepare background papers which are going to be discussed. The idea here is that they will first draft these three background papers. We can even decide on two background papers if you want, but the idea here is that at the end of the day, these papers must cover the critical issues of defining the context of developing countries. So when we talk about developing countries, we are all on the same page. We know exactly what we are talking about. I know there are a lot of us who are from developing countries, and those who are active in development circles who are absolutely comfortable with the idea and notion of developing countries. They know what they're talking about. I am not sure whether the whole committee actually understands what developing countries is or what developing countries are. And so we need to have sort of like a basics 101 development countries 101 paper that would set the development agenda on context for developing countries. And then secondly, we need to also have somebody scope the landscape of the relationship between ICANN and developing countries with a view toward assessing what exactly is the relationship now. What is ICANN doing right now? And where is it doing it? Why is it doing it? What are the challenges in doing what it is doing? And what are the opportunities for it to do more and more effectively? What are the roles of developing countries and ICANN? What roles do they play in terms of attending meetings, in terms of taking work on, in the volunteer community, in terms of leadership in ICANN? All of that affects very profoundly how ICANN works with the developing countries. So we need to also do an assessment of that. And then finally, we need to come up with a set of recommendations. As we say, ICANN needs to do this if at all it's going to have any chance of having any productive and effective relationships with the developing world. And so the idea would be that those recommendations would be based on the papers on the context and also situational analysis of development, to use a development parlance, would call it, that would come from that evaluation of the context and also the situational analysis of ICANN's relationship with the developing countries, would provide us an opportunity to say, maybe produce a set of recommendations, call it a Dakar Declaration, that we can say, this is what we would like ICANN to execute in the next 2 years. And then 2 years hence, now this is just an idea, 2 years hence, we would have a similar meeting where we assess the progress that had been made in the implementation of those proposed activities, find out what has been implemented, what the challenges were in implementing them, what has not been implemented and why it hasn't been implemented, and then from there, map a way forward. In other words, we'll be setting up a framework for really having a strategic approach to the management of the relationship between ICANN and the developing countries. I didn't want to take too much time, but I think that's really the gist of it. And I hope it's clear now. But if you don't, please let me know if there's anything you want me to clarify. Any other? Is it clear now? I hope it makes a little bit of sense. Okay. Okay.
Bill Drake from GNSO Council, NCSG. As you know, I strongly support the idea of having a strategic and coherent approach to this set of questions, and indeed raised this at some length yesterday in the meeting between NCUC and the board. And I think a number of people around this table have a longstanding interest in this area, and there's been a lot of discussion percolating in different contexts in ICANN for quite some time about this, and also in the IGF and other environments. The challenge, I think, is to make sure that we've got sufficient buy-in and engagement from all parties from the outset. When, as I suggested to you when you sent around the email saying we need two representatives from each SOAC, in the case of the GNSO Council, certainly it's kind of impossible for anybody to represent the council, much less the GNSO, because, of course, most of the participants, most of the stakeholder group participants don't really know what you're doing. Haven't heard of this before, haven't been engaged in any kind of dialogue with you, haven't received really any kind of substantial background. And so it would be, as I said, there's no way we can send two people who are going to come. I can't speak for the registrars and the registries, or nobody else can. And so if you're going to plunge forward without having made sure that everybody's on board first, I think it could be a little bit complicated as we go. So I would suggest that it might be helpful. I mean, since I think many people do share the vision and the basic concept, to try to step back and calibrate a little bit and say, how is, at the first step, do we get everybody on the same page as to the need, the vision, whether it makes sense to have an event organized around three discussion papers, what should those three discussion papers do? I mean, there's a lot of questions here, Kateem. And I sense that you urgently want to just move this, and I understand that. But, you know, for a lot of participants in this ecosystem, I think that presents some challenges. So I think we have to figure out as the first step whether everybody can get around the shared vision and whether we can get people engaged in a kind of equitable bottom-up discussion around this. And one other point I would make to you on the timing, if this is done in Senegal, bear in mind that if you do it on Saturday or Sunday, you lose the GNSO Council and all the people who attend GNSO Council meetings. So, you know, I don't know if maybe Monday afternoon could be used, but we would have to think carefully about the time frame. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Let me just say before I call another invention that really I'm totally agnostic on this. As far as I'm concerned, you know, whatever we come out of has to be based on the decisions that have been taken collectively. So this is not set in stone. What we are doing here is really doing a rake over of a proposal, and then the fine details will have to be fine-tuned by the community. So, Bill, I'm right with you on the same page. So I'm perfectly free. I'm perfectly happy. I'll be perfectly happy if the community thinks that, look, maybe it's too impromptu to do it in Dakar, and maybe we could do it some other time. That's up to you to decide. Maimuna?
Thank you, Katim. I have just run to four now the meeting. So I want just to inform you that in Dakar, we will organize the government in Senegal and African Union. We'll organize a ministerial meeting. It will be a high-level meeting with minister, all ICT ministers of Africa and also the regulator to set up an agenda for Africa, for ICANN, specifically for ICANN. So you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maimuna, for the information and the invitation. And I wish you all the very best with it. I'm sure it will be a great one. I think just based on, you know, a premier assessment of what's been, you know, transpiring so far, I think we need to decide on a few things here. One is whether we need to have the meeting or we can have the meeting in Dakar. Are we positioned to really start talking about having such a meeting in Dakar? Two is, if we have it in Dakar, when actually are we going to have it? Are we going to have it in the week and before the meeting itself, or are we going to have it during the meeting itself? And what are the advantages and disadvantages of doing it depending on which part of the week we do it? There's, of course, also the point that we need to get a buy-in from the community, which I am in total agreement with. And of course, the question now is, how do we go about doing it? Marilyn, do you have something to say?
Just very briefly, so I wrap this up. The question that we asked earlier, don't we need to, first of all, really determine what the purpose is before we can do either one of those other things? Don't we have to figure out what the purpose of the meeting is?
What we'd like to get out of it at the end.
Right, so that you know if you have enough time to plan.
Okay, super. I'll buy that. Let's kind of like put those things in the freezer a little bit. Let's talk about the purpose. I mean, let's hear what people need to say, want to say about what they think of the purpose and how best we can place this to get the most out of what we want.
Thank you very much, Mr. Diaw, the regulator of Senegal. By checking, going through the document we received, I found out that there is a summary of the strategic plan of ICANN. So the ideas and the vision, raised and brought about are very interesting in that they involve the role of the developing world in the activities of ICANN. But to be practical, to make sure that our ideas will be effective, it is very important to go through the strategic plan of ICANN and to make sure whether or not the developing world is involved in the core activities of ICANN. If not, it is very important to envision getting into those ideas in the future strategic plan. Because if ever we meet and raise very fruitful ideas, yet they are not integrated in the current strategic plan, they will be useless. It is just my point. Thank you.
Very good point. Thanks very much, Mr. Young. Any other comments?
Not to put too much pressure on you or the concept, but I want to make one other related observation. If we don't do this right, it could have a negative impact on the way this whole nexus of issues is perceived within ICANN. That I would be concerned about that. There's going to be parties who are skeptical as to just exactly what are we trying to do, and do we have a clear vision? Is there a clear methodology? What concrete action steps are you expecting, or is it just to have a dialogue, etc.? And I know from, you know, many experiences trying to push this, for example, in the IGF, if you just kind of say, let's get together and talk about the connection between ICANN and developing countries in terms of both institutional procedures that would facilitate participation and substantive policies, et cetera. And it doesn't sort of like come down to fairly concrete, identifiable, tractable kinds of approaches. There are going to be people who are going to say, you know, this whole set of questions, I don't think that this is really ICANN's business. We're not set up to do this. This is wrong. And the outcome could be to actually put this set of questions in a space that is not conducive going forward. So the only point I want to make is, however we do this, it really does have to be scoped out in the right way. And if people decide that Senegal is possible, and it could be possible, I mean, it's not tomorrow, we would have to set up, I think, a group that works very intensively to sort out a lot of issues in the time frame ahead. We shouldn't just hold a meeting. That's for sure, because then that could really work to our disadvantage.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much. Alice?
Thank you, Katim. And I think I would like to agree with the NCUC on this one. I think back to GACS, or rather even my own, concerns, or, you know, is, you know, we have so many other, you know, activities. Perhaps Dakar may be the place we actually sit down and scope and look at what has been going on, look at how we need to move forward, look at the role that, you know, developing countries is going to play in terms of, you know, within all the context of all the other activities and events that are going forward. But I think I would be hesitant to actually move towards having a full-blown summit in Dakar, taking into consideration that there are so many other that are not very clear. Like, we've still got quite a lot of work to do with, you know, yesterday's, you know, the resolution on GTLDs. We're still talking about strengthening, I mean, all of that. And then the IGF itself has both, you know, various, is actually focusing a lot on IG and development. And then, leading to Kenya itself has a high-level ministerial meeting that's going to be talking about these issues. We take that to Dakar. So I think for me, I see Dakar as a place where we sit and actually scope, decide what we want to do with this. And so that it doesn't become a one-off sort of summit, that it has the impact that we really want it to have. Thanks.
Thank you, Alice. Vanda?
Following Alice, it's a proposal to go forward. I do believe that we have some steps to pass through. And my idea is the Dakar should be the first step for that. So we need to have a forum in Dakar to debate about what is the achievements and divide groups to organize and set up goals to achieve and to finally have the summit itself and come out with some real recommendations, because a summit without a real recommendation means nothing. So my idea is to go forward now. It's, let's put Dakar as the first step of this, just 2 hours or 3 hours forum of that, to debate this round table or something like that inside the ICANN meeting. You have a room there, so we can go forward. We can also use the IGF as another forum to promote the huge participation on that. So it's still time to have some slots in the IGF to bring some people together and talk about that. Mm-hmm. So most of the people will be there in Nairobi. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Vanda. George?
Yeah, following Vanda's comment, this was mentioned in the resolution debate, but Katim and I have a workshop planned for Wednesday at IGF, which is the role and responsibilities of the ISTAR organizations with respect to development. And that is directly in line with what you're talking about here.
Absolutely, George. Thank you. Mohammed?
Okay, I just want to clarify two things before I give suggestion. The first thing is, we're not talking about only Africa. It's very important to be clear about it. It's not something related only to Africa. So the ministerial meeting in Africa have limited scope and responsibility. It just deal with the African ministers, and they talk about issues related to Africa. And all African people are not developing countries, all of them, so we need to be clear that what we're talking about is ICANN serving or better serving the community in developing countries, and that's really the goal. And we got countries in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, and all over the world. So it's really, we have really to be clear about the scope of what we're trying to deal with regarding this initiative. The second one is ICANN cannot deal anything with outside of their supporting organization, and we really need to help them. Even if you bring ideas, I think that the agenda can have to be taken as an input that all the supporting organization will take as part of their agenda and try to look at carefully. Because if not, I did not see anything that ICANN can do if it is not through the supporting organization, and with we are trying to get a better implication of developing countries and people in developing countries inside the ICANN process. So the whole intent of that initiative is maybe to help ICANN have bright ideas or more vision or more closer to population where they did not feel that they are really well served by that community. I think that this is really the whole scope of what we're trying to attempt. So I think that not seeing something outside of ICANN is really the frontier that we need to really define. And I think that we're trying within ICANN and within the framework and the scope of ICANN, this is inside that scope we're trying to find out better way for ICANN to serve this community. And it's totally different from another perspective where we're talking about a more broader or more open, like the IGF, where ICANN just is an actor inside with many others who everybody have a view, whatever can, I mean, we can even define not to imply ICANN is the process. I mean, it's not the same thing. Here we are talking about within ICANN, what can we do in order to get ICANN better serve developing countries? And it's totally different from getting outside and trying to see what this organization is trying to deal with development. It's totally different. I'm not saying anything that can be relevant in terms of treatment inside the process to take care of ideas from outside if it is not within the community who is supposed to serve. So it's really important. And I think that the timetable we can make is, I would suggest, Katim, that we set up working groups and committee from now that are going to work in the agenda in line with a different supporting organization within ICANN. And this is going to bring us to do like an assessment on for each supporting organization, are we serving correctly developing country or not, and what is supposed to be done. And it's going to be, well, something that can be presented in Dakar as a new agenda for developing country for ICANN to review if this issue have been well served or not. And I think that it will be a continuous process that will come inside the process of the supporting organization. This is going to be more in line in what we can achieve as objective within the ICANN process.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. Any other comments? Mary?
Thank you. And I'm excited about what is going on now, and I think we have started in the right direction. And this is the first start, and if we start it well, and it will end well. First, I want to say that I need us to look at what Alice has been saying. Alice has said repeatedly that there are several initiatives that are going on, and even in the communities as well, they are also developing or looking at some other initiatives. And what Mohammed has said, I don't think we should be looking at the role of developing countries, but how ICANN can serve the developing countries. My concern in ICANN has been that we come here, and if you look at the number of representatives from developing countries, they are very small. The representatives are very small. So how can we stimulate participation? How can we communicate ICANN to or sell ICANN to the developing countries to be able to participate in what ICANN is doing. And in most cases, you find out with the opening of the GTLD, the new GTLD, several things are going to happen where the developing countries may not even know what is going on. So those are issues, and I like the idea of scoping the purposes and putting together what actually the outcome, what do we intend to get out of the summit or the forum, whatever we call it, whether a summit or forum, but something that will bring ICANN to the people and people to the developing countries to ICANN and ICANN to the developing countries and better well served. So I believe that, as Mohammed has suggested and Alice as well, that Dakar could be the beginning, the scoping period, and we'll see how it goes. And I would like the forum or whatever we call it to continue. It wouldn't be something, it wouldn't be a one-off thing. It should be, and it should be a harmonizing point for all initiatives within ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary. Any other comments? At this point, let me, before I take on additional comments, just try to make us regroup from the perspective of our agenda that we had up on the table. Clearly, in view of the discussions we've had so far, it's the time now. It's just about 1:21. We have just slightly over half an hour before we wrap up at 2 o'clock. I think the essence of the discussions we've had so far is that, one, let's forget about having the summit as it's been originally proposed in Dakar. Okay. Number two, that what we need to do is work on the modalities of how do we get to Dakar with a view to having a meeting to do a scoping of what the interventions are and then map out a strategy from there of actually having a summit like we envisage. What I'd like to suggest in the next 30 minutes that we have is that maybe I'll take another additional comments for the next 10 minutes or so on the substance of what it is that we're trying to do, what is should be the objectives of the meeting and the objectives of our future actions. And then the last 20 minutes to actually talking about what we are going to do from now on to the Dakar meeting. One, we need to decide exactly how we are going to communicate this officially to actually have it taken on either through the Public Participation Committee, or if there's another way that's more effective that people can suggest, we'll go ahead with that. But at least at the end of the day, we need to take a message out of this room to a particular direction, to a particular organ within the ICANN ecosystem, so that we will actually, and of course also set up a group of people, call it working group or whatever have you, that would informally shepherd this process until a more formal group is formed. I imagine what would end up happening is when it maybe works its way through the PPC and the ICANN board, and I might be wrong here, but what might end up happening is a working group could be formed, could be chartered by the board to actually maybe look into this, the whole issue of building stronger partnership between ICANN and the developing countries, and it would be the responsibility of that group to ensure that we actually have something like this. That's just what I think. So another 10 or so minutes to discuss, continue discussions on what we need to do, the focus, the objectives, and the remaining 20 minutes to discuss what we do to actually actualize what it is that we intend to do. Okay, sir.
My name is Jaime Wagner. I'm with the Gineso Council, representing the ISP community, and I'm also from Brazil, where I represent the ISP community in Brazil. What I would like to bring to this table is that the idea that developing countries are indeed involved in ICANN, but we have two or three different stakeholder groups in ICANN model. One is governments, and I think developing countries' governments are indeed involved. The other are the CCTLDs, and I think also this is a developing countries are very well represented in this respect. What I think is missing is the private sector in representation from the developing countries. And I think that business users, may be providers or registry providers. That's something that is an open opportunity, and this is something that we should be involving people from these countries. And also the most affected are the business users. I think in all developing countries we have brand names that have strong penetration in their region, and so they can be affected by this new arena of new GTLD programs, and they should be involved in any effort. Should not be restricted to government, and that's my opinion.
Thank you very much, Jamie. And sir?
Yeah. My name is Siva Subramanian. I'm from ISOC India, Chennai. I'm speaking here as an individual. I'm from India. I listened to the arguments about the time being not right and that the summit must be done properly with proper representation, with proper planning. Effectively, the decision is to postpone that summit or to reduce that to a meeting to decide the next meeting. I think we should go ahead with the idea of the summit, if not on a two-day scale, at least on a half-day scale, during that ICANN meeting, perhaps on a day, on a Wednesday or a Thursday, when the schedule is lighter, with whatever representation, whatever balance that we can manage, and in the recommendations we can put forth all the limitations that it had limited participation, it had limited representation, and then go ahead and plan the second summit. We can't go on postponing it, or I don't think there are valid reasons to cancel the idea of a meeting at Dhaka. Thank you.
Okay, that's a perspective. Any other suggestions about what the objectives? Yes, sir.
I mean, the important thing is that we have concluded that there is going to be a meeting in Dakar. Despite what the name is going to be. The second thing is, I think, also has been a conclusion that there are many question marks with regard to the scope. So my proposal would be to start working on those question marks. Perhaps with regard to the three background documents, we can pick up the context and start already and having a draft or something ready for Dakar. We can start off working also with other documents with regard to how we can reach to other groups in developing countries. We talked about the private sector. We talked about other groups. So my proposal would be to start with doing something with regard to the contextual situation, start producing some drafts and having those ready in the meeting in Dakar, and then we can later on see what we can do based on those documents.
Mohammed?
So I'm trying to be more clear. It's not only one meeting we're talking about, though. So for me, let's put all these things under one umbrella that's going to be called maybe ICANN Focus on Developing Countries. Mm-hmm. And we don't know really how many sessions we're going to have. It can be one, two, three. It depends during the whole ICANN meeting. But my suggestion was, based on the work that the committee going to do, we're going to end up with suggestion with the committee, with that committee, within a one-month framework that's going to end up saying that at least we need to have one session or two session or three session based on the different things we want to highlight and scope that can fit together can be under one session, and we end up with a proposal that can come with the ICANN meeting committee that will integrate these things as part of the global ICANN meeting framework. So this is going to help us, for example, if the scope is developing country participation, it can be a session of 1 hour, 2 hours, I don't know. If we talk about more implication or more integration, I mean, I don't know, or funding, I mean, there are different issues we need to talk about. And the market of new DTLD in Africa, the market of new registrar in Africa, how we can get more actors involved, and I mean, all these things have to be discussed. So for me, the label would be a whole scope that's going to be the ICANN focus on developing countries that need a specific interest and attention. And then we will see, based on the second term of your work you're going to do with other people who are going to be part of the committee. So we'll end up with one, two, or three or more sessions that will be integrated inside the final ICANN meeting.
Okay, thank you, Mohammed. I think one question here. Pierre, do you have your hand up? Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Just wanted to stress the importance of, you know, having the scope. And in that regard, I really believe that, yes, Dakar should just be sort of scoping, you know, out. You also mentioned the issue of, you know, communication outreach. I think that, yeah, we should set up this other committee, and then we make sure that we do have representatives from different supporting organizations, for instance, and whoever is volunteering, so that at least the information be shared across the board. Maybe we need to agree on sort of term of reference to this committee right from now. And finally, yes, I think we need to be really specific about what we are expecting from this. Alice is right. There are so many other, I would say, fora where we are discussing, you know, developing countries' roles. When it comes to ICANN, we need to be much more specific. And I tend to side with those who are actually pointing out the importance of involving, you know, the business community, the private sector from developing countries, because this is actually what is really missing here. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Paul. I would say Paul Pierre. Tijani, do you have your the hand up? Okay, I was going to say. Then it seems to me that there are three conclusions. I think we can say we have arrived at. One is that we need to have. We should have a meeting in Dakar, okay, to do a scoping. Two is that we need to have a committee to basically help us plan what we do between here and Dakar. And then, of course, we also need to agree to a term, the terms of reference for that committee, which I think basically is summed in the in what I just said. That is, they need to basically get us to the meeting in Dakar. Now, then the question that's raised is, how do we go about setting up that committee? Do we set up something here amongst ourselves, or should we just request formally that ICANN sets, you know, it, like going through the board and set up a charter and then set up a working group, whatever? I mean, I'll leave it up to you to, you know, let you decide whatever it is that you think would be the best way to go forward with it. And I would be happy to have anybody start commenting on this. Mohammed?
I think that based on experience, if you decide to get that committee up, what we can ask for ICANN is to have a chair for that committee by one of the board members, and then let it populate based on volunteership and people who want to be volunteer to get in. So we'll be in cooptation. So people, you think that's going to be, and try to balance, as I said, to avoid these things to be seen as only African. It's going to be the whole developing country going to be part. We got Brazil, we got other people, and try to balance.
Well, the other option we have also, and I'll get to you shortly, one other option we have also is, should we just tell the board that we, or the PPC, that we want a committee, and you go figure how you want to form it? That's also one option. Alice?
Yeah, then that would be the way GAC normally gives typical advice. But I think we should go further. And perhaps, you know, because we can go further beyond the policy, I think we can allow ourselves to go further. And I think the idea that Mohammed suggested here in terms of ensuring that you have representation, because it's about ICANN, so ensuring you have representation from the various ICANN constituencies and community to actually make sure that it has, you know, that level of ownership, Yeah, you know, so I wouldn't go for the volunteer. Volunteer, yes, at the constituency level, but I would ask the chairs to send in representatives.
So we'll still have to write to the chairs or the SOs and ACs and have themselves represent. That's one suggestion. Marilyn? Yes.
I actually, speaking as the chair of a constituency, I'm going to be really clear. The GNSO Council deals with GTLD policy. The GNSO doesn't have a chair. I think what you really need to do is ask the SGs for participants, because we have a new structure in the GNSO, the stakeholder groups. And this is not just going to be about GTLD policy. You want participation throughout ICANN, right? You want to talk about how to improve participation from developing country participants in all aspects of ICANN. So my advice to you is, and the GNSO Council does not govern the selection, I think, would be you want to ask the SGs. That covers the four SGs in the GNSO. The ALAC, of course, has its own process for how it would identify.
Thank you, Marilyn. Any other comments? Andrew?
Katima, I just wanted to go back to the earlier conversation that we were having. I think unless we can come up with a relatively clear statement of what we'd like to get accomplished, no matter who we talk to, we're going to have a harder time. If this is a long-term process, as Mohammed suggests, that's fine, but let's come up with a bumper sticker that we can go to these different agencies, these different organizations, and say this is what we're trying to accomplish.
Thank you. Sreen?
Thank you, Katim. I think...
could you introduce yourself for the scribes?
Sorry, Shireen Chalabi. I'm a member of the board. My gut feeling is that not everything at this stage has to go through the board. Mm-hmm. And I would say if you really want to be efficient, because between now and the car you haven't got too much time to really put together a committee and think about it, because you really need to put some meat on the table rather than just objectives and principle and tasks. I would say if you can, to the extent you can, form the committee here, agree with your colleagues, go and approach the various groups and get something going. You'll stand a much better chance than say, board, here's your problem, you sort it out. It won't happen.
Okay. That's a suggestion. What do you think?
I agree.
Do we have a show of hands here that we just go ahead and set up a committee here ourselves?
Yeah.
And at least start working on this thing informally, see how far. Certainly, you have your hand up again.
Just as a follow-up, perhaps then after Dakar, when you really had your thoughts and brains and ideas put together and a real proposal, then you can go to the board with something that attracts the board to move and do something. Because obviously everyone wants to do something about developing countries. But we need to form our ideas first so that we get some concrete result. Otherwise, we're going to get bogged down in a priority list and all sorts of other things.
Thanks, Sirin. Bill?
One thing I would point out, I mean, that the idea of establishing a committee to start bootstrapping this, that could work. But I would not want to limit the discussion to a small subset of ICANN people too quickly, because, you know, there may be broader interest in the community in engaging on some of these issues. And if we start out by saying we're going to have a committee and there's going to be two representatives of each stakeholder group and then two from each AC and so on, you know, it already starts to look like it's the small little thing that doesn't engage the broader community. I think we might want to try and figure out how to move on two tracks here. I mean, you do need some sort of focal group to kind of like keep the thing going along, but you need to have something of an open boundary here too in terms of the dialogue, et cetera. It might also be useful to think about whether it's possible to have at least like a short concept paper of 5-10 pages that would specify the problem, you know, specify different dimensions of possible action lines, et cetera, that then could be posted and that people in the broader community could respond to. I mean, we have electronic tools that allow us to do this. You could put something up there and then invite people in the broader community to provide feedback, and that might then serve as a useful input to the work of the committee. So, I mean, something I just want to, you know, make sure that we don't go off and balkanize too quickly, and that we do engage everybody who might want to be part of this conversation.
Thanks, Bill. I'm thinking if we're going to set up a committee here, I think one thing we can do to open up the space, as Bill is suggesting we do, is to set up a mailing list whereby, you know, anybody is free to subscribe to the list. And then, of course, you know, people can send their discussions and suggestions to the list. We can use the list to actually manage and thrash out the process of preparing that concept paper that you're talking about. You know, we already have both the background paper that I prepared for this meeting, as well as the initial two-page concept note proposal, which we can transform. We can kick it around and kick them around and merge them and get them into the shape of a concept paper that we'll be happy with. I'm sorry. Let me just finish, Banda. And then, so that's just one thought. That's, if we're going to have a committee here, let's set up a mailing list for the committee and, of course, open that mailing list so we don't end up being a cabal, you know, of people talking to each other, not really including as many people as we possibly can, at least those who are interested. Just an idea. Banda?
I do agree with Bill, but anyway, if we want to something work in Dakar, we need a small group to work to. That's for sure. The idea is to have in Dakar the openness and then make it formal. But till there, we need a bunch of people that is willing to do something, write some paper, organize the issue, or we don't have nothing in the end. We have just three months to that. It's a really a small groups, a small business now. And after that, it's openness.
Well, I suppose, Vanda, along the lines of what you say, I mean, that's what I was trying to say, that maybe what we can do is have a hybrid system here where we have a group, all right, but let the group, at least in its work, be transparent about what it is doing. So at least people will be able to have an idea about what's going on rather than, you know, get into some cocoon and do what they're doing and then come out and say, everybody, you know, Eureka, we found something, you know. That's just some thought. Any other suggestions or ideas? Yes, sir.
Right now, this initiative is taken by a very small group of individuals, and there is no harm in forming a slightly larger group here, which may not even be the ultimate committee. That committee process can still be open to achieve the kind of perfection that Bill Drake has suggested. That can happen as an ongoing process. But I think we should go ahead and form a committee of volunteers, which can be an interim committee or an initial committee, whatever you may call it, which would help the initiative.
Okay, thank you very much. Should we then go ahead, Mohammed, go ahead.
I think that we're also missing something, is the list of presents. I think that it's going to help. It did not circulate in order to at least to get the attendee here. And the second thing is Katim, I think that due to time constraint, don't you think that it's better to just have the editing committee with people balance between Africa, Latin America, and Asia to be part of your editing committee starting? And with that list, so I think that at least you'll be able to get a good concept paper that can be sent to the whole community and just start doing the work. And I think that I'm pretty sure that ICANN is very willing to facilitate all the secretary staff and all this editing. But the most important thing is at least to have the starting point and with a list of people with names and numbers that these people are responsible for moving ahead the whole process.
Okay, thanks very much, Mohammed. Actually, in regards to the list of participants, I was thinking maybe we'll just put up an email address and then have everybody send an email to it. But at any rate, the sheet of paper is there. Madam?
Hi, my name is Amrita. I am a fellow from India. I work with the internet ecosystem at various levels. From an outsider's perspective, just a suggestion, since the Dakar meeting is it's in October and it's hard pressed with time. Most of the people who is available out here are pretty much aware of the challenges which the emerging nations or the developing nations face. So if the broad points can be laid down and possibly circulated to people, on your mailing list or whoever, for example, like us, who want to share our experiences, we can mail the points. And based upon that, I think the working becomes easier because you've defined the broad points on which you want to work. Everyone knows what the issues are and where you want ICANN to be working. I think that would make it more structured. Thank you.
So very much. I think maybe what we can do here is along the lines of Mohammed's suggestion. The priority number one should be that we come up with a more refined concept paper, a concept note. And I don't think we probably would need more than five people to get a committee of people to finish the drafting of the concept note. Is everybody okay with maybe a five-person committee to draft the concept note? Is everybody okay with that? If that is the case, then hearing no objection, then I suggest we need five volunteers to want to serve on that drafting committee. And maybe, Vanda, you should use the handle the election or the selection of the drafting committee. I'll leave it to you.
Chairman, okay. Can I just suggest something first before you move on selection?
Okay.
My suggestion is if you want to have five, you better have to get 10. And then if you lost five, so you end up with five. So it's a number you want.
You want us to get 10?
I suggest 10, and then you'll be sure that if you get 5 really working on
then
a full basis,
work.
So you get 5.
Based on your experience, eh? Vanda?
Sorry, I suggest to have a diversity, regionally, to make sure, all the addresses are there. Okay, it's I can volunteer from the South America area. So I look for someone from Africa and people from Caribbean area.
And we will also want to volunteer.
Okay. Yeah. And let's make it more differential from the regions that is normally take into the ICANN perspective, because inside Asia, for instance, is too big to consider the problems are the same. So I do believe we need people from South Pacific area, from this region, from India, Pakistan, or this area, the stamps is in general, the Arabic world. So some of those groups needs to come because the problems are quite different on that. As I said, in the future, we can add Europe and North America.
How many volunteers do we have now, Vanda? How many volunteers do we have now? I know Bill has offered to volunteer.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. He's from the newest developing area. The newest developing area. Yeah, I know. So, okay. And, I would like to have... to the south. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Yes, from Africa, who is volunteer?
I can volunteer.
Mary.
Okay, Mary. Yep, Mary.
Mary.
Okay.
Not just Dev. You already get Dev from Caribbean area.
Yeah. Okay. And I can give up my position for another African volunteer. That's not
yes,
big deal.
Yes.
No, I don't need to volunteer. I mean, yeah. Somebody else can volunteer.
Yeah, so but anyway, you need to participate.
No, I'll just be helping, but not, yeah.
We need someone from India and Pakistan area.
If you need somebody from Southeastern Europe, so I'll volunteer.
Yeah, that's the newest developing area. Okay.
I will represent also Greece.
Wanda, I would volunteer from India.
Okay. You give the name for her.
Shiva Subramanian.
Shiva. Shiva for short.
Shiva, you can note down Shiva.
Shiva for short. Yeah. Okay. Who else? We need someone from the Chinese Singapore area. Southeast Arabian world. So they are not here, but anyway, we need to engage them.
Are you going to volunteer? Okay. How many do we have, Hawa?
Six.
We need four more. Silva.
And Dev. Yes. Dev. Hawa.
Yeah.
Hawa.
And Dev.
Dev. Yeah. Dev Anand.
Dev Anand. D-E-V-A-N-A-N-D.
Yeah. Dev from Caribbean Air.
Yeah. Okay.
Another from India too. I'm there
tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, sure.
What is your name?
Amrita. Orlando from Latin America. And she's given her name.
Okay.
Orlando.
Orlando.
And her name is?
Amrita.
A-M-R-I-T-A.
Team, I'll do it if you need more people.
You'll do it. Okay.
Of course. I'm going to go to all these
Hawa. Andrew is volunteering.
Yeah, for the New West region.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew Mark, M-E-C-K.
Amrita.
Yeah,
R-I-T. Yeah, but we do need South Asia and some from Arabian area.
Yeah, that's India. Right
there. No, Arabian.
From China,
those guys. We need
guys.
Yeah, but
it's just a bunch of people. And then we
yeah, we started.
Yeah.
We start with that.
How do we have 10?
Hour?
Do we have 10?
Nine.
We have nine. We need one more. Okay.
Alice from Kenya. Okay.
Did she say she would? I mean, she's doing the IGF USA.
Yeah, I don't know if she has. Yeah.
Then maybe, Dave, you can just get them. Dave?
Dave from North Africa.
Mauritius.
Yeah.
Southeastern. Africa, or Eastern Africa.
And also Eastern Africa.
Indian Ocean.
I don't know that.
Indian Ocean, yeah. Okay?
Okay.
So I think we have 10 now. Okay. How on? Do we have 10 or do we have 9? Tijani, you are not volunteering, yeah?
No, really, I cannot, Katim, because I have a lot of things to do for Dakar. So I can be in the broad committee, but not in the drafting committee.
Your mic, please, Hawa.
I have Wanda Bell from Genesso, Gemi, Mary, Silva. Dev for Caraibes, Rolando, my neighbor, Andre, Amrita from India, and Dev for Mauritius. Yes. K-O-L. Kalol.
Yeah. But see, the problem, they're volunteering.
No, but this is not
Okay, but we can get them in a larger group. At any rate, I think since it's a volunteer group, it's obvious that we're not probably going to, at this round, cover everybody. But then what is going to come out, we really expect just a concept note from this drafting group. Okay, and then after that, they can, you know, we'll work out the modalities of getting another committee to really look at implementing. That's when it's going to be critical that we get representation from all the supporting organizations and ACs. Huh? And then I think we also, and we got it up very quickly here, we also, because it's almost like 1:55, 5 minutes to, we need to have somebody take on the lead of being the editor-in-chief, as it were, of the group and take responsibility for coordinating it. Any volunteers? Huh? No, I'm not even on the drafting committee, actually.
No, are you not the chairman?
No, I'm not. No, I mean, I can be an observer, but I mean, I would be happy for somebody to take be the editor-in-chief. Would any of you guys?
No. Huh? You started, you know. You have the problem of the kid.
Okay, no problem. Put my name down then, and I'll kick out the drafts we have, and we'll work with guys and get the concept note out. Huh? Okay? And Mohammed, you were going to say something? Okay, you want to say something? Okay, do we have everybody have written? Has everybody written their names down? Yeah. Okay, Vanessa. Has everybody written their names down on the sheet of paper? Okay. So thank you very much. The next step would be now that we formed this drafting committee, the next output we expect is the concept note. And although we haven't gotten to determine when they will deliver, but I'll consult with them by email, and then we'll certainly get in touch with you and then let you know what our work plan is. Okay? Thank you very much for coming, and really appreciate all your efforts and ideas. Thanks. Bye. Okay.